funding formula, whether it'll even provide them with, whether they're getting, last year they had 67 million, this year they're going to get 50-some million, there's $7 million difference. I said, well, you guys are underfunded. And they all kind of laughed, says, we have no idea. If we could be assured we were getting 50-some million, we'd be happy as clams, because we think the superintendents have been getting the money and sending kids on basketball trips instead of employing special ed teachers and getting kids with wheelchairs some special kind of training and stuff. That's the kind of stuff that if we could have that information and know it, we could then sit here and administer and set a policy. Boom, that much is going to be spent for special ed this year.
9 minutes for public time.
Let me suggest that the fundamental question involved in Representative Copeland's bill is the fundamental question involved that's going on all over the country in whistleblower legislation. And let me suggest that we try to take advantage of some of the expertise that's being developed. I happen to know that Senator Fisher filed a bill 3 or 4 years ago. There was considerable work done. I know that if there is not model legislation, there is at least substandard legislation that's being enacted in other states. And I think we're going over some ground that maybe has been gone over by others more experienced in this. And I agree, the line is very, it needs to be very delicately drawn between the right of the supervisor to run his or her operation and the right of us as members of the public to get the information. And I suspect others have had that discussion, and maybe we could benefit by a little research. And I'm sure we found a perfect alternative that Representative Copeland wouldn't mind seeing another judiciary substitute.
But I would like to see the bill pass this session. There's going to be a third session of one vote.
Let me ask you, is your legislation based on a model bill, by any chance?
Yes. The problem with the model bill, in fact, it's based on all the research and material that has been received. The problem with the model bill is to speak to state governments that are differently organized than Alaska, typically with county governments and things like that. So that it's not directly applicable. The first version was based on that, and it has gone through a series of both researchers and developments.
For example, one of the questions, if I can just quickly, one of the questions we really haven't addressed is there are several different kinds of information. There's strictly factual information, statistical things that are given facts that are available, I think, clearly under the Public Records Act. Then there is material that is interpretive of those facts. The interoffice memo is the best example. Can you get an interoffice memo? You need to address that. And then third, there's opinion information. All three of those ought to be treated somewhat
differently. Those are all documentary. There's also a class which this one gave rise to, and that is the verbal report of an occurrence. It doesn't have to be on a memorandum.
True. But I guess I believe somehow the standard ought to be different for those different types of information. We ought to get factual information from every state employee there is. They ought to have the obligation to release that if they have it. Interoffice memos, some of them I think are appropriate, some of them are not. And opinion information, I think we have less of a right to because of the rights of the executive branch to have a uniform opinion.
We need to know how to proceed. Mr. Greenberg,
that was my question. I don't like to just leave it in limbo because Representative Copeland has a good bill. I'd like to see it moved.
I'd like to see some other examples. That's all I'm saying.
Let us set a time and a battle plan.
What? Did you intend to, for instance, Senator Fisher and others and see what their product was? Or
I sort of hope that
Stephen could do it.
You should have the model bill in your pack.
Probably in the time.
I'll look for it.
I think I was in here.
Yeah, it's the cover of that is inquiry line, which has the information.
No uniform. Act.
Because it turns out governments are not uniform.
Let me have the inquiry.
Okay. On the matter of the additional sections, most of these define. I would not wish to strike out the Alaska Railroad, for example, which is not in the current law. Section 8 puts that in there. There is the minor sections to the back define the law and existing law in a way that I think is necessary.
Incidentally, my suggestion might be, and this is a reason not to, that instead of saying it's a political subdivision, which is always vague, we say municipalities, REAs, and other political subdivisions, because, for instance, as I understand it, ASHA is a political subdivision. So it might be construed that we were talking about the ashes of this world and not municipalities. I mean, clearly we mean municipalities as well. So, but we that's a minor detail we can need.
On the Alaska Railroad set off in separate kind of legislation as a separate corporation.
Yes. They definitely need to mention that.
What is proven?
All right. Let's.
Is the railroad with
them? I don't have next week's schedule ahead of us, but we'll let's at least set it for a week from today. We'll set it for a week from today, and at least have the information back. And then it may be that having the information back, we can make an immediate decision, or we can, for instance, carry it over to the following Monday or something like that. But at least we'll address it a week from today, which would make it
Can I have my Vogler decision back or a copy or get it eventually?
Don's going to have that copy.
Okay, with that, it's time to turn the screen.
No,
Mr. Petty, John, Mr. Phillips, we're here, by the way.
Do you need to say adoption?
They're over on
Kayleen. Did you get us?
Right in front of Kayleen.
Need to put that on the record?
It's already on the record. We're going to take up the adoption thing for tomorrow.
Thank you. So we don't get ranked.
Who's getting this information? Fox was dealing with this.
I'm going to have Nancy.
Randy?
Yeah,
a couple bills you might want to.
Oh, that's